Hey guys, it's Jay Kuro from Games on Smash once again, and we're here with another episode of Games Roundtable with my awesome co-host.
Is this so?
Look at the clock.
Spring!
Yes, we are back again to another episode of Gamers Roundtable. We are sorry for the mishap of us being missing, but now you're going to get like an extra 5 minutes from us.
I finally found my shoe.
Yeah, that was what it was.
I finally found it. And yeah, I found it.
That's about it. We found the shoe.
So now that we got the shoe, we're back.
We're back.
We're better than ever because now one of my feet isn't cold.
Yes.
So that's the way it goes.
So before we get into any of the stories for today, let's start off with the usual. What have you been playing, Soul Spring?
What have I been playing? Well, of course, we did Gears of War 3, and me and Jay ran through that in like one day.
Yeah, it was like 6 hours.
We just sat, I think maybe around 8. Yeah, we sat, and it was about 8.5 hours we ran through the campaign. Yes, we are that darn good, to quote Triple H, or whatever you're calling yourself now. But what I've been playing lately gots to be the greatest basketball game of all time. NBA 2K12 came out October 4th. For those of you that's been on the fence,
you and your
of course,
games.
NBA Elite is not coming out again this year. So go get NBA 2K12, even if you got 2K11. 2K11 was amazing, but 2K12 is just being... I hope they don't make another one. Just give me some updates to this one. The gameplay is awesome. They made some tweaks. It's more realistic. And I just think it's awesome. What about yourself?
Boys and your sports games. But I've got bit by a little bit of nostalgias, and I picked up some older games. I got Jet Set Radio Future from the original 360. Need for Speed Underground 2. I'm playing that. And I've also been playing a little bit of the Battlefield beta, which is...
Battlefield beta. Yes, I played that too.
Battlefield 3 beta, which is actually one of my first stories. We can get into that. Battlefield 3 has been getting a little bit of random comments, mixed reviews of the beta so far. People claiming that the beta is actually a marketing failure for Battlefield 3. And it's all because of the fact that Battlefield isn't exactly your usual or typical shooter.
No. I will chime in right there. I don't believe it's your typical shooter. To me, it's more along the lines of the Tom Clancy, the Ghost Recon series, Future Soldier. To me, it reminds me of that without having to direct your troops and anything.
Yeah.
But if you're used to playing like the, I would say Halo or Call of Duty franchises,
it's not for you.
It's I won't say it's not for you, but be prepared to relearn.
Yeah, it's like, it's the thing that happened when Reach and Call of Duty start butting heads at first, because Reach is like that thing, well, not really Reach, but Halo in general. You play the game and you get used to it. Then you get into Call of Duty. It's like, this is played so differently.
Yes.
It's hard to get into it at first. To where me, I didn't even want to touch Call of Duty. It was like, this is too complicated. I'm sticking with Reach and Halo and everything. But then I get into it now, it's like, I don't even want to touch Halo. I'm not touching that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. But Battlefield 3 isn't exactly failing in marketing. It's the fact that this Battlefield has been marketed differently than the past Battlefield games.
Yeah.
To where the other ones are more like, hey, we made a game. Here you go. Whatever. But this one's been like marketed as the Call of Duty killer, the greatest game, like this FPS to take over the FPS genre, and it's been put in the forefront
now,
to where...
I heard you say something right then. You said Call of Duty killer. Was it really marketed that way?
Did we put that
on it?
I
think it is us, the gaming public, who decided to give it this Call of Duty killer.
But the game was hyped up so much to where the game has been hyped up more than the other Battlefields.
Who hyped it up?
We did.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the developers didn't stop this hype. They haven't.
So the developers going to go every blog site, everybody does a podcast, and send out a letter from their publicist saying, hey, could you guys please stop promoting our game? We really don't want to sell that much. That's like bad business.
It's not really the developer's like responsibility to underhype it, but it's the fact that the game has been pushed a different way to where a lot of people who normally wouldn't even touch Battlefield have gotten into this one. I've never really been into Battlefield that much to where I'm like, I gotta buy this game because it's amazing. Even playing the beta, it's like, this is an amazing game. But I don't think it's gonna be accepted, like favorably accepted mainstream.
I think it's, I'm not gonna say like the beta was bad because I actually enjoyed it. I just was mad. I was getting my butt handed to me. That's a lot of people not gonna like it because when they play the beta, you like, I'm pretty good at first-person shooters. I'm pretty good at getting in there. And after a couple of matches, I'll be in the mid-tier. You know, I never really made it to the upper echelon except when I was a Halo genius. But I've since retired from that. But I was just getting sniped from left and right.
Because it is a game that makes you change up the way you do things. You can't run into that game you can't be a one-man army. You can't.
Yeah, but I take it, and I know we got to move on to the next topic. But the last thing I'll take it with is I do video editing. And when Final Cut X came out, all the purists, and not saying that they were wrong, they were like, a whole lot of things with Final Cut X, we don't like it, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. However, to somebody in my skill level or has been doing this as short a time as I have, it's like, okay, this is a pretty good piece of software. So I think it's going to end up being kind of like that. For those that have been the purists, they're going to see it and maybe like, you know, it's a little bit too different. But for those that are just coming in, it could be a game that they can embrace.
Yeah.
It looks good. I admit, it looks good. There's a guy on YouTube that's telling people it's a scam. It looks good. So I probably won't buy it. I probably will rent it because I would like to see what the campaign is.
Yeah, I mean, campaign's my thing anyway, so I'm looking to that.
And I'm just a first-person shooter. Like fanboy, so you know, I bought them all except Duke Nukem. All right, next.
But next story, actually one of the biggest ones that happened in the last week or two is Steve Jobs passed away. If you do not know who that is, something's wrong with you. But he is the co-founder, is it, and the former CEO of Apple.
He is the co-founder and former CEO of Apple. And you know, I hear the old Windows and Mac debate and all this. And I'm a Mac user. I have an iPhone. I have a 27-inch iMac. I have a MacBook Pro. I've had a Mac Pro that I sold, and I have an older MacBook Pro. And so I've owned 5 Macs. I love them to death. Well, 4 Macs. Yeah, 4 Macs and an iPhone, and I'm getting an iPad. I love them to death. And for those that want to argue between the two, you know, I would like to celebrate the man's genius, and it's sad that he went, and he went young. He was only 56 years old. But if there are a lot of people that are like, oh, man, Apple's going down. No. Well, if you go look, the guy that actually replaced Jobs as CEO has been actually running that position for almost the last 2 years or so. Steve was still just in the position, but he was grooming him to become the next Apple CEO. The Apple CEO has been handpicked by Steve Jobs. So, and plus, Steve Jobs wasn't the only brain.
Yeah, he wasn't the only mind there. He was like the one of the bigger minds and like the front man. But yeah. Regardless, though, he was a great man. You can realize even in the gaming industry, we had no kind of influence. He not really influence, but no really hand in. He was still an amazing man, an amazing innovator to us.
He was a great innovator. And the fact that you go back and read his story, drop out from college. Bill Gates didn't finish either, but that's not meaning for y'all to drop out of college. But to read the story, starting the game, starting Apple, leaving, invented another company, being brought back to Apple, and then was one of the majority board members at Disney as well. So his hands were in a lot of things, and I believe him and Bill Gates. They end up, I mean, think about it. We got Windows programs for the Mac. They were in bed together. They didn't hate each other. No. They knew it was better for them. Instead of to completely compete, they both have their audiences. Yeah. They both have their audiences. But I will try to sway you to the dark side or the white side, because everything Mac has is white background. But Steve, I didn't know him personally, but his innovation would definitely be missed. I'm going to miss his keynote speeches. They were pretty funny.
Yeah, because he's a good man. He's an amazing and genius person. And if you haven't, go watch his speech from, was it the Stanford
situation? Yeah. I believe it was Stanford address.
Pretty heavy stuff there.
It's pretty good, man.
On to games again, less of the sentimental stuff.
They're making Knights. I believe they're making the Old Republic for Apple. Yay! Just wanted to throw that in there.
Just had to put that out there. Just so everyone
maybe
knows.
The only PC game I ever buy.
Next thing would be Sony's Long Live Play advertisement, which is just very, it's getting a lot of backlash.
Hold on, whoa. Now, Jay, as I recall.
As
I recall, there was a certain video of you with an opinion on PlayStation. I know it's not about that, but I'm just throwing caution to the wind. Because I saw the firestorm that they're building. Actually, I kind of participated in You know, you go in there, if you go in there, there's a couple of comments I made under a couple of different monikers, but I'm not going to tell which ones they are. One, you'll be able to know because it's the Soul Spring, but the rest of them, no.
But anyway.
So, are you sure you're ready to say this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this isn't even about it. This is really like the Sony community has given the commercial some backlash because of the fact that they think that it's not worthy of the hype that it's gotten. Because supposedly, I hadn't read into it a whole lot, but supposedly it was being kind of teased a couple months ago for being this a new service or another console or all these things. Then it comes out, I think it was a couple of days ago, and it actually ended up being a advertisement campaign called Long Live Play, and it's pretty much to embrace the gamers. If you want to go watch the commercial, first thing I want to say, the commercial is pretty awesome.
It's an outstanding commercial.
And I think that people don't realize that Sony's commercials have never really been marketed to sell PS3s. They've been marketed to entertain gamers.
Right.
Because you look at him, Kevin Butler isn't a marketing person. He's an entertainer. You watch his commercials and you laugh your butt off.
Right.
They're not really meant to like, hey, I got to go buy a PS3. Because the people who buy PS3s have already been sold into that anyway.
Right.
We're gamers. We're going to buy stuff regardless of what you do.
So basically,
I don't need a commercial.
So it was a commercial to embrace the people.
Yeah.
It was a commercial saying, thanks, y'all.
Yeah, and y'all want to say F off.
And people getting pissed off about it. You know what I mean? I saw the commercial. I thought it was brilliant.
It was pretty cool.
It was outstanding. It was brilliant. Thumbs up. Microsoft, where you at?
I know. But, that's really moving. Like, Microsoft?
It was an outstanding.
I mean, I know you ain't got that many characters. You got Master Chief and, like, Marcus Phoenix.
Marcus Phoenix. They didn't use Shepard. Use Shepard. He put him on there. You use all kind of people.
That's really a moment where you look at Microsoft like, so.
They had Ghost on there. Ghost is multi.
If you don't know what we're talking about, they actually had a commercial with a bunch of the characters from video games. Just embracing gamers, saying this is to the gamer or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not about the multiplayer stuff, though. It was the fact that the commercial is awesome. It's just, it's not meant to advertise.
No.
Exactly. It's supposed to be to just like, hey, here's something cool. Go watch it.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Regardless of whatever system or fanboy flag you have up, just go watch it.
Watch it, man. It's an awesome commercial. I appreciate what they put into it.
It's from
Solid
Michael.
Snake was funny. Yeah. just the way he was looking and when he leaned up against the wall and his suit changed to the... It's awesome.
I think it's just cool how, like, in your mind, you're just naming off all the characters, and you seem like this giant nerd in the room, like, yeah, oh, that's Nathan Drake. There's Ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
There's Snake. It's like, yeah. You have the moment. Like a little kid.
It was good. It was good. So all these people whining about it. Please, come on, y'all.
It's to embrace you and say thanks. So
I enjoyed it. And I don't even have a PlayStation.
Let's not get into that. Next would be some 360
news. Sorry.
Let's not go there today.
I'm not going there. You the one that went there. I didn't go there.
On to some 360 news. The 360. Chucking along. Microsoft has announced that they're going to begin a sort of cable box-ish television thing going on. Where now, it hasn't been, or at least it hasn't been dated yet or whatever, but they're saying that Sci-Fi, Bravo, HBO Go, and a couple of other channels will have actual apps, I guess, on the 360, so you can watch the shows on your 360. I don't really
Major Nelson has an actual plug on the Xbox on the front page, so you can go check it out in the dealings that's going on with Xbox. I watched it a couple of days ago, and I'm like, all I looked at was the takeover. that's really, and not necessarily like taking over PS3 or whatever. I'm looking at Fox because they announced, they also have announced the deal with Verizon Fios.
Yeah.
And I'm mad they don't have Fios out here yet. Hurry up, Verizon. I'm like, man, they're looking to take over regular programming. This thing is going beyond gaming. And I think it's good for us.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know how it's going to fit with Netflix. But I think it's good for us because I believe that with Microsoft coming out with something, you know Sony's got something cooking in there. It benefits us.
Yeah, the competition's always good. It makes things better for everybody.
It's great.
But 360's always, for the last year or so, it's been marketed toward the entertainment aspect rather than just gaming. So that'll be out supposedly by next December. It should be out by
That's supposed to be fully.
Fully out. by then.
But so I believe they're going to roll it out in increments.
Yeah. Of course, like everything, most things on 360, it comes out in parts and it just fully becomes its entity or whatever.
Exactly.
In time. So look for that in the future. Go watch that awesome commercial from Sony.
That made me think completely different about Kinect. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It made me take a whole nother look because we looked at, many of us looked at Kinect strictly from a game standpoint.
Yeah.
But when you turn around and think about, because I use my Kinect whenever I'm trying to search for movies sometimes and things like that. But they're going to add in the extra features to speak to your, you know, Xbox and things like that, way beyond the capability of what it has now. And so now it's like Kinect is out for a different market. Yeah. They wasn't marketing.
Because it seems like before they were just trying to find their niche in the first place. To where at first, like, let's try gaming, see how that goes, and let's try some different stuff and see how that goes.
I think the Kinect and the Move hold what is in store for the future of gaming.
Yeah.
Where people become the controllers in certain games. But I believe that controllers are always going to be around, at least for the next 10, 15 years.
And I'd be playing Tron in the next 2 years.
Exactly. No, you know? Yeah, how awesome would that be, though?
That would be awesome.
How awesome would that be?
Just have my little
marriages be breaking up and nobody have
it. Like, you never talk to me. Come
play the game then.
Like, then I talk to you. Come in the game, we'll talk.
Play the game. You be the red guy.
You be Clue, I'll be Tron.
So how was work today, honey?
Wait, watch out for the wall. But yeah, that'd be fun.
I think it'd be
good
awesome.
Times.
I love you. Well, play the game with me. Yeah. You know what? I think, guys, if you're really trying to get your girl into gaming,
got a beta,
get a Kinect or a Move.
Got a beta with something little.
Because a lot of them complain they don't have the hand-eye coordination. Get them a Move.
No, here's what you do. Get you either Kinect or the Move and get a dancing game and just slowly bait her into the action-adventure FPS, and then you got yourself a full-fledged gamer in about a couple months.
I did it. I did it, and I'm not going to say, but, you know, I did it.
Just say I did it.
I did it. No, I was going to say something else. It was like, but for those at the Gears of War 3, the Gears of War commentary, that was my woman.
You know? She's a beast, man. You don't even know.
It's outstanding.
Go watch that video if you haven't watched it. I'll leave a link.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Pretty awesome. So our last story of the week, or last 2 weeks, actually. Arkham City, as everyone knows, comes out on October 18th.
Woo!
Yes!
One question, though. Harvey Dent. Can you trust him?
But what's happening is the writer from Arkham City has his eyes on making a Superman game like Arkham City or Arkham Asylum.
Heck no.
Yeah, that's my exact reaction.
Heck no.
Superman and Batman are loved and hated at the same time because of different reasons. Because Batman's a guy who doesn't have powers. He's just a rich kid. That's like, I'm just go mess up some mofos because I can. Superman's like, I'm born to save the world. I have to do this. Batman's like, I feel like it. I could be at home chilling in my mansion with Alfred.
I want to do this.
I want to go creep people out and give people nightmares and scar people for life. Because that's just how I roll. But...
Yeah.
The guy said, this is a quote from an actual article, that Batman's pretty much a real world cynic. If I was going to do another comic book based game, I'd probably want to amp it up a bit and use some with actual powers such as Superman or Captain Marvel or Green Lantern.
Nice. I don't, you know what I like to see? You know, they made the DC universe.
Yeah.
I would like to see a game. Let's take you make a game like Batman Arkham City or a Batman or a Superman game. I would like to see a game where you create your own character.
Yeah.
You create your own. This is a game. It's called the superhero game. You go in. But it's tailored after Batman Arkham City. They give you some things that you need to survive, but then allow you to pick other attributes, whether it be light, speed, anything like that.
Yeah.
And you go through a game kind of like Arkham City, but build this massive online world where everybody can bring in their superhero and allow people to be superheroes and allow people to be villains. But do it based on Arkham City.
Yeah, because I really love it if the last, what was that game called? I forgot it now. The biggest MMO game with the superheroes. I would like it better if it was one of those DC games.
Universe where you could, Online?
Yes, I can think of it.
I just said it. Like,
I know. I'm retarded.
I told you about drinking before you come to work.
I can't help it. Oh, no. But I really would have loved it if that game could have been the first game to introduce cross-platform gaming. Like, if you could actually play the game massively online with every other system out
with PlayStation.
Yeah,
with
and
PC.
It wouldn't be an issue either. It wouldn't be just an issue of, like, maybe your game wouldn't work as well, or maybe your stuff wouldn't be at the same speed as theirs. It would be awesome if that game would have been just everyone was playing together in this giant, massive world of superheroes.
Yeah,
and supervillains.
That
everyone,
would happen.
It would be cool if everyone was just like, you can be a supervillain superhero, and everyone's just fighting each other. I mean, you can be doing a mission out of nowhere. You can have someone else runs into you just like a villain doing another mission. It's like, just fight now because you're in my way.
You know, you got the heroes try to stop the villains.
Yeah.
I just think that, I'm just serious. The first like open star game to where they just have like a silhouette of a super being of three of them, man, woman, and another guy, a young man. And you just decide who you're going to be. You name them. But base the gameplay on like Arkham City.
And
create your own story. Create your own storyline. Best characters get a comic book. Dang, boy, I need to shut up. Don't y'all steal my idea, be pitching to somebody else.
I know.
I just feel it coming.
It's going to come. Like 5 years from now, you're going to have your game like a commercial. It's like, I knew it.
Yeah, I'm going to be panhandling broke and somebody going to come out with my idea.
Yeah. But, the article pretty much is saying all these things about how he would like to do one with Superman, but I don't think a Superman version of Arkham City would work because of the fact that Batman is a hero who has a certain style of doing things that you can't exactly take his way, the way the game is played, and put Superman into it. It's not going to work the same way.
Superman's a little too clean cut.
Yeah. Batman's kind of like, bump it. I'm going to just blow everybody up.
Whatever,
I can't.
Any means necessary except for killing. Batman won't kill, but anything else.
They'll do it. And it's just the fact that you can't take those kind of like scenarios and put them somewhere. It's like you can't put Batman in a Smallville like area scenario.
No.
Because it's not going to work.
He have nothing to swing on.
Yeah. Like if you.
What's he going to jump and glide from?
The
like barn?
The reasons,
and where is he gliding to?
You know, like the show, like you couldn't have a young bringing up Batman show because it wouldn't have been as nice and entertaining as Superman. It would have been a very dark, sad story of a little boy. That has issues.
Exactly.
It's just they're very dynamic characters, and you can't put them in the same scenario.
But the thing about this, he didn't become Batman until he was, early 20s?
Yeah.
So
from his, like,
basically
young
from
up,
when his parents got shot to 20, you're just going to be having, you basically going to have a regular life.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, go
I
to
mean,
school.
I mean,
because
I don't want
to
say it like that, but it seems like you're going to have a very emotional, depressed child walking around for, like, 8 seasons of a show.
Dreaming about bats.
Yeah.
You didn't save nobody then.
Yeah, that whole period of his life was just a very dark period. So
I think,
you can't really have the two characters.
I think the only thing that he did during that period is work on his speech voice.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent! You imagine that when he was younger?
Like
Harvey
developed
Dent,
can
the
you
Batman
trust
voice.
Him?
Sound like an old woman.
How did he get that? Just sitting in the mirror all day just trying to say Harvey Dent differently.
Harvey Dent.
Got it.
Oh, that sounds
Alfred.
Tough.
Alfred.
Got
Alfred.
It. Alfred. Alfred, did this sound tough?
What if his voice cracked in the middle?
Well, actually, sir, it sounds like you're kind of sick. I know. I want to be menacing. Bats have rabies.
Oh, this has gone on too far. That's all this week, guys.
That's not all this week. Okay.
Isn't all?
Most anticipated game. We talked about Arkham Asylum. We've talked about Mass Effect 3 and Assassin's Creed. Outside of those games,
actually, we do have another story.
What is your what?
There actually is an extended version of the Assassin's Creed Revelations trailer from E3. So if you have not seen it, go check it out. Because there's an extra couple, like, 20 seconds. But it's just an awesome 20 seconds. It's like, yeah.
Before I finish my question, I was going to ask, how do you have muscles? You don't even work out.
I don't know.
Dale's over here looking
They're
like,
drawn on.
She's looking like Angela Bassett from What's Love Got to Do With It.
What is I drew these
now,
on this
you,
morning.
You, when you put your face, I'm like, dang, I started to do some push-ups, feeling I need to get big or something over here.
Yeah.
Jay, I guess you,
like
Jay
that.
Been lifting weights just in case.
I've been lifting controllers.
Just in case you do another PS3 video. Fight. But like I was saying before, outside of Arkham City, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Mass Effect 3, and what was the other one?
2, Modern Warfare 3, and Uncharted?
No, outside of those three games that we know are coming out, what is the most anticipated game? What is the game that you're waiting on?
Yeah. What is it? Because we'd like to know. I'd like to know so I can check it out.
What is the game you waiting on?
I'm waiting on Mass Effect 3, but in the midst of that, I'm waiting. Of course I am.
Yes, but I said excluding them. I don't want to exclude them. That's a given. I don't want to exclude them. That's a given. That's like waking up in the morning and just
I don't even know, man.
What game are you anticipating?
Dance Central 2.
That's a lie. I'll tell you a game I'm anticipating because I played the first one. I actually want to see Prototype 2.
Yeah.
I actually want to see what they do with Prototype 2. I saw the trailer the other night. I was like, yeah. You going after the dude you were in the first one? That's what I thought. That's what I think. That's what I get from the trailer. My dude was a beast at the end of the game.
Yeah. So despite, I just wonder what you're going to have to be overall to, reviews, to take him out. I actually enjoyed Prototype. It was different. It had some problems, but it was a good game.
I'm looking forward to that one. I need whoever made Deus Ex Machina, I need you to be on top of that. We need another game next year. Another one next year, okay? All right, let's do that. But I'm looking forward to prototyping. What was the name of that game? We played it. Can't think of the name of the game. Had the little robot in it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, had 30,000 types of weapons. We played it. I can't think of the name of the game.
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2. I'm looking forward to Borderlands 2.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's a good game. If you haven't played that game, go get your three friends and just play it because we'll be playing for hours. So yes. Is that all now? Are we done? All
right, I think we're done. Don't forget the Mass Effect 3 giveaway. It is the signature limited edition, whatever.
Yeah, the collector's edition.
It's the collector's edition. So don't forget to go to Jay Kuro's YouTube. Tell them about it.
Go up to the video. I'll link it down below. And just tell me about your shepherd. Tell me how bad they are. Just try to convince me that you need this game because you and your shepherd are just going to do some damage. So tell me why. Just talk about your shepherd.
And winner will be announced. What?
I have an eHarmony page. Just tell me. Tell me about your shepherd.
Winner is announced. And
winner is announced on March 1st.
March
1st. So you still got a long time.
March 1st. But hey, it's the full enchilada. And and we've had two giveaways so far.
Yeah, Infamous 2 winners. And Gears of War 3. So you guys are disqualified, of course.
Yeah,
But everyone else, there you go.
Fair game.
Yeah.
Even Soul Spring can win. I want to win so bad, but you know it's gonna be it. But I encourage you, basketball fans, get NBA 2K12. Soul Spring is out of this piece. J. Kuro,
I'm out. See you guys later.
Finding Nemo was a great movie.